So, me and music, especially Christian music, are back together again a little bit. And I've learned a great, huge, amazing lesson because of this. That is, the best music is timeless music. And this, I think, was the problem. This is what caused me to kind of burn out in my relationship with music, especially Christian music, because that was just kind of my career for a bit, was promoting Christian music, as I hope you know. But I'm not sure how much I've mentioned that in the past. I've forgotten since then. On Anchor. Now, so what I've learned, best music is timeless music, and that's because it is. And this is in stark contrast to my previous view on music. My view on music was the newest was the best. I didn't like listening to albums that were over 3 years old, and I didn't like listening to singles that were more than 3 months old. Music just got old quickly. Unfortunately, that caused all music to become very, very stale very quick for me, and that's why I stopped listening to a lot of music, and at least I stopped sharing it and all that, so I just kind of took a break from it all. And I come back, and what gets me started is exploring new genres, country music, a lot of, you know, like old 70s music, more contemporary stuff. That's what got me started. But then, to get me back into the Christian music side of things, I have to thank Siri and the amazing AIs at Apple Music. Because the Apple Music Favorites playlist has just been amazing. It predicts the songs that are just amazing. But most of the songs are songs I haven't listened to recently, but are songs that I absolutely loved. And it really helped me dig up those songs that I just loved and reminded me of why I love music, especially Christian music, in the first place. And on top of that, I just updated to iOS 12, and I asked Siri to play music, and it would play a custom radio station. Siri's predicting songs that I didn't even add to my library that I wanted to listen to. It's pretty crazy. But altogether, the lesson here is music, the best music, is timeless. And going forward, if I do become any sort of a music personality or promoter like I was, I'm going to keep that in mind. For sure. And that's what makes this a little bit harder, trying to decide whether or not to monetize here on Anchor. Can I shut out the music? Can the music stay away? I don't think so. Nothing can stop music. I'm Chase Carrington, and you're listening to the Chase Carrington Show on Anchor. Those are just some quick thoughts for today. God bless.